you all just became a sermon illustration. So I'm gonna. Can I have your permission to use you in a few minutes? Thank you. As we said, that we are going through our summer reading program as a church. It has been such a blessing for us to read together the Bible on a daily basis. You know, you get up whenever you do it, in the morning, in the evening, whatever that time is for you, that you settle in and you open up the Scriptures. And if you're reading through the Proverbs, you're realizing that as a body, as a group of people, we are allowing God to form us through the same Scriptures each day. What an amazing thing is that, is that it can probably move a whole church in a way that's profound. And as we talk today about what it means to experience God as the Trinity, as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God three in one, we are reminded of that indwelling that works through the Scriptures as we open them up and read them this day. But we're reading from Proverbs chapter 8. Starting with verse 1 and various verses in that chapter. So hear this word for us today, that God is speaking to us through these Scriptures, that our hearts and our minds shall be opened up to have God reveal Him very self to us this day. So hear these words for us today. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice on the heights besides the way? At the crossroads she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. And then moving to verse 22. The Lord created me at the beginning of His work, the first of His acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills I was brought forth. When we had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When He established the heavens, I was there. When He drew a circle on the face of the deep. When He made firm the skies above. When He established the fountains of the deep. When He assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters may not transgress His command, when He marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside Him like a master worker, and I was daily His delight, rejoicing before Him always, rejoicing in His inhabited world and delighting in the human race. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Yeah, amen. You know, every morning when I come into the church, I have to, you know, unlock the front door if I'm here before Melissa gets in. And then I have to go over to that dreaded door. You know, the one with the buttons on it, that you have to remember what the access code is to be able to get in. There's times I just don't do it. I use my key. It's a lot easier. Because I don't know about you, but it must be something in the morning. I just can't quite get the numbers down. I push the buttons, and you know what happens when you push the wrong buttons? You get this ugly buzz, and you have to start over. You know, I have the same problem. I've been using the same probably access code on my computer for 20 years. Well, it can't be 20 years because we'll go with somewhere. A long time, okay? And you think I would know it. And occasionally I type in the wrong ones. And it says access denied. Yeah, or I don't know if you. I do a lot of online baking now, and you know, I have to remember all those access codes to be able to get in. I have the secret file. I can't tell you where it is. It's so secret. I wouldn't want you to find it. You know, with all my access codes on it. You know, our life seems to be surrounded and focused on having the right access code in order to get what we want to get. Well, I want you to think of wisdom. God's wisdom that He has given us is the access code to get what we need from God. You know, God has given us wisdom so that we can access His heart, access His mind. and learn from Him. You know, we learned last week that fear is actually reverence of God, love of God, and that the understanding that and living into that, we begin to gain knowledge. We begin to gain wisdom. And so as we move further into Proverbs, what is wisdom? You think about that. You know, Proverbs is what we call wisdom literature. And it focuses on helping us to understand wisdom in such a way it personifies it, right? It gives us this female voice, this female understanding. In Greek, the word is Sophia. In Hebrew, it's chokmah, is what this word wisdom is. And it's helping us to know the heart of God. It's how wisdom relates to the human world. It waits for us. It calls out to us. It's everywhere, wisdom is. And God has put it there. Did you catch that in the beginning of the Scripture? Wisdom was created by God before anything else was created. Yeah, wisdom was created by God before anything else was created. Now, God is what we call eternal. God came before everything. God was there. And I also want to remind you, I got to get my glasses out. Someone said, how come we have two Bibles on the pulpit or on the altar? And I said, well, you remember when we did our last year when we read through the New Testament? Dodi Fedorov took all the scriptures that you guys said were your favorite scriptures, took all the memorization verses and marked them all out in this Bible and another one just like it downstairs in the chapel. This is you. This represents your heart connected into the scriptures. And someone wrote this, and it's the remind us, from Gospel of John, the first chapter, starting with the first verses. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. When we sang the song, How Great is Our God, we talked about God as the light into the world. We talked about the fact that Jesus, in that scripture, was with God at the beginning and called the world into creation, into order. God and Jesus were of the same essence, are of the same essence. They are divine, and wisdom is a part of who they are. You know, it goes on in 1 Corinthians 1:24, if you write that down in your, you don't have any notes to take, but if you want to look it up, it says, Christ is our wisdom. That in His very life, He came, and as He lived, He imparted wisdom into our lives. As we read the Scriptures, as we open them up, we can learn from His life in the Gospels in a way that helps us to grow in our understanding, grow in our knowledge of what wisdom is all about. God wants us to be wise. God has provided a way for us to know that wisdom. And it's through His Son. It's through the Holy Spirit. It's through what we call the Trinity. Yeah. Wisdom is a way of God talking to His people. Having that intimate relations, a relational way of thinking about who God is and what God is about. God is actively interested in us. He wants us to know Him. There is no reason that anybody in this world can't know who God is. Because God is seeking out after you every day. God is seeking out after everybody. And that wisdom is calling out from wherever we are if we open our eyes. And that's what my challenge is going to be for us today. You know, this is what I said. It's Trinity Sunday. It's Father's Day. You know, there's so much going on. And when you think about, we call God the Father, don't we? And Jesus is His Son, and then the Holy Spirit. And in the early church, We have this understanding as we read Scripture that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are all God. They're all the same essence. But we had to understand how they work in their being, in their person. And so we had to label them for ourselves. And the Scriptures speak and teach us how they interact with each other. You know, God sent His Son for us. You know, if you read on in Gospel of John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall have everlasting life. The indwelling of God and His Son together is a part of who we are as God's people. When we say yes to that relationship that God invites us into, it's kind of like, how many of you have a front porch on your house? Yeah, you know? So when someone comes to your house, right, they have to step up on the porch, don't they, to come in. Well, that's kind of what God is wooing us, what we call prevenient grace. Where when God is inviting us into this family, you know, houses are homes, right? And they represent families. And so God invites us into this family, into a relationship with Him, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. They dwell in this intimate relationship. And they have been together from the beginning of time. And we get to experience that. See, I can't explain this Trinity thing to you very well. It's way beyond me. But I can tell you I can experience it every day. We all do. I remember the first time I ever preached on the Holy Spirit, Roxy Hay said, "Pastor, don't ever stop." You know, she says, we don't hear enough about the Holy Spirit. We get so caught up in talking about Jesus and God and we forget the Holy Spirit's a part of our life each and every day. You can't have one without the other. That's what I want you to understand. You don't have to understand it, but you can experience it. And you need them all. They all come together in a package. They indwell with each other. Jesus and the Holy Spirit point to God and God's love for us and how much God wants to be in relationship with us. The Holy Spirit speaks about Jesus and what He has done. You remember Jesus and the night in which He was arrested said, "I have to go. I can't stay because if I stay, then the Holy Spirit cannot be here. You can't have the Holy Spirit without me." And that is God with us each and every moment of each and every day. We are never left alone. We are never forsaken. That is God's presence with us each and every day. You know, Thursday, I had this call. One of our members had a stroke. And, it was Verna Kinnegy, and we got to pray for her. And so I rushed up to St. Anthony Hospital to be with her. And in her stroke, she couldn't be understood anymore. She was just babbling, and nobody could understand. And she was a little, seemed like agitated, and you know, just struggling. Because, you know, Verna, she likes to talk. You know, Verna, she likes to tell you what's on her mind and what's on her heart. And when she couldn't be understood, I could feel the frustration. And so I said, "Let's pray." And we prayed. And at the end of a prayer, I always say amen, right? In Jesus Christ's name, amen. That amen came out of her voice so clear and perfect. That's the indwelling of the triune God in her life. Because she knows who Jesus is as her Lord and Savior. She knows that God loves her. And she's experienced it in her life every day by the power of the Holy Spirit working in her life. That's the experience that we have. You know, the Trinity is not in the Bible. It's not a biblical word. And so a lot of people say, then it's not worth talking about. Because if it's not in the Scriptures, I don't believe it. But the Scriptures point beyond so much more when you read them and you open them up. And that's why we encourage us to read together in Proverbs. And we're going to be reading in Psalms later on. And just the depth and breadth that God... We call that revelation. God's Spirit speaks through the words of Scripture. The Holy Spirit speaks through the Scripture, and as we read them, it is unveiled to us. How many times have you had a Scripture that you've read 1 year, you read it the next year, and all of a sudden you say, well, where did that come from? I don't remember reading that in there. Or it opens up to a new insight, a new understanding. You know, that's as you grow in wisdom. That God is opening up His heart to you, and you're becoming closer to this relationship and indwelling God in your life in the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that is allowing you to grow in wisdom, allowing you to grow in knowledge and understanding. And it's the Holy Spirit that Jesus said, you know, I have to leave so that the Comforter can be here. The Counselor can be with you every day of your life. See, we're never alone, are we? We've got that. It's a gift to us each and every day. You know, it's Father's Sunday. It's Father's Day. And I know I have friends that really struggle with calling God the Father, because the relationship that they had with their father was anything but good. It was abusive. It was non-existent. And so for them to think of God as Father is a struggle. I had a wonderful relationship with my father. I did everything in my power to try to be like my dad. But then I realized that my dad wasn't perfect. You know, and he made mistakes. But I did find out that there is a perfect Father, and that's God. And I try to do my best to be the Father that God is to me, to my children. I hope the fathers in this room, if you struggle with that, you know, we have anger issues. We have struggles because we're trying to provide a living and a house and all the things that our family, we think that they need, and we forget what they need is our love and our presence in their lives. And that's what the indwelling of the Triune God is for us as Christians, the very presence of God with us every moment. Do you think, dads, if you could love your family the way God loves you, just a little bit better, how much more that indwelling of your love for your family would be? So this day, on Father's Day, let us celebrate our fathers. Let us forgive them if they have been a struggle for you. And help us to and lean into the love that God has for you as Father. And allow the love that the Son has for you, that He gave His life for you, to wash over you. And allow that Holy Spirit to just ooze throughout your existence. Experience the Triune God each and every moment of the day. It's there. It's in the sunrise. It's in the sunset. It's in the smile of a stranger. It's in the opportunity to open a door for someone that is struggling, and you can help them. You experience it in so many ways. All you have to do is say, Lord, show me. Show me your presence. Allow your Spirit to guide me. Allow your Son to love me and let Him be my big brother. Allow Him to be my Lord and Savior. And washed over me with the love that you have for me, my Father. Amen. Amen.